Hope you're having a good weekend. Sunday morning here all across Long Island. You are plugged into Long Island along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. And this morning in the studio with us is John Innes, who is the executive director of the Positive Behavior Support Community Foundation, better known as PBS. Robert Lepley, who is a music teacher and has been a musician for a good 50 years, correct?
That's correct.
And Sarah Turkew, who is an up-and-coming jazz artist in New York City in the Tri-State area and has played some big clubs in New York City already, and she's got a very interesting and amazing story, and her mom is here as well this morning. I know it's early, but thanks for coming in to share your story, your personal story, and it's a great one, and hopefully we'll give a lot of hope to many people listening this morning. John Innes with us. And John, tell us what you do and how you came to know Sarah, and you know, and then we'll let Sarah tell some of her story. But let's start from the beginning and just tell us what you do and how you help people.
Fantastic. The Positive Behavior Support Community Foundation, PBS Community Foundation, is involved in a disability service and support system called self-determination. Self-determination is really a basic civil right for all human beings, disability or not. And we believe that everybody has the right to experience life at its fullest and have rich experiences and plenty of learning opportunities and naturally supporting relationships, much like has developed between Robert and Sarah, so they can get out and enjoy life in the community rather than be tied necessarily to an organization that has brick-and-mortar presence in the community. So they're out doing things, living life, and we support that at the PBS Community Foundation.
And Sarah, you were born with a disability?
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, when I was 4, I was diagnosed with autism. And at age 2, I was nonverbal at the time. And therefore, at age 7, I started speaking spontaneously by attending the Genesis School for Children with Autism in Plainview in September.
So the music almost is what, you know, you were excited about from the time you were a very young girl, correct?
Oh, yes.
And you always wanted to be, you felt that you had a, did you feel you had a talent? Did you feel like this was what you were born to do, to play music?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I started playing the keyboard at a young age.
And were you able to do it, were you just able to do it off the top of your head, or did you need sheet music, or you just were able to just sit down in front of a keyboard and just start playing?
I just had to play the keyboard up in my head. And then I took piano lessons with my piano teacher.
Right, and that's where
Woodbury.
And then you met Robert Lepley, who's here with us. Robert is a musician.
Oh, yes.
And Robert, how did you come to meet Sarah? Give us a little bit of the background.
Well, through John Innes and also Sarah's mother, Rachel, they approached me and asked me if I would help mentor Sarah, which I started doing, 3.5 years ago. And we meet once a week for 2 hours, and I teach her music theory, jazz improvisation, repertoire. We go through a lot of jazz material, and I have to say that I've learned so much from Sarah because she's such an amazing young woman as a musician and as a person. She is a wonderful improviser, a great jazz artist. She can actually sight read transcriptions of John Coltrane solos.
Wow.
In other words, Coltrane soloed.
And Charlie Parker solos,
that's right.
Let's not miss anybody.
when they recorded their solos, people would write them down, and Sarah can sight read them.
Wow.
She has instant recall, photographic memory, perfect pitch, and sometimes we'll be reading through a piece of music, and the composer will be on the piece of music, and I haven't heard of the composer. I'll ask Sarah, so who is this composer? And Sarah will start to give me the entire history of this person, the songs they wrote, where they grew up, their family members, the whole thing. It's just absolutely incredible. It's been a wonderful experience working with her.
And it's amazing. And we've heard this. I don't know if people that are listening this morning that know people that have autism, and Sarah, would you say, I don't want to use the word, I don't want to use the improper terminology, I don't think it's you overcome the autism, but you overcome the disability to be able to do something successful with your life, correct? And
oh, yes.
And you've been able to hone in on those skills and be able to focus in on, you know, being able to play music, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that you make the distinction about the terminology, because really autism is not something that Sarah needs to overcome. It's a part of Sarah, but there's right. much more to Sarah. Many people are living out in the world, not only with autism, but other developmental disabilities. And in spite of that, and in fact, everybody sitting on the panel and perhaps yourself, we all have certain challenges that we need support in life to be able to get through those.
Right.
And self-direction and self-determination is the way that somebody, regardless of a diagnostic label, can certainly make the most of their existing talents. And it's a wonderful thing. So I really appreciate the fact that you understand the sensitivity around that language, because it's not something to overcome. It's something, it's a part of. And actually, she's taken her particular manifestation of autism, she's using it to her advantage. So she has a skill and she's using it to her advantage. And she's welcomed wherever she goes, not based on any label.
Right.
It's based upon
the ability to play the music.
People hear her and they say, wow, she can wail. She's awesome. And they invite her back and they don't even know that she has a diagnosis of any kind.
Right.
I appreciate your distinction.
No, truly amazing. And for people that are listening this morning, and autism has a wide scope as well. I mean, we've seen the diagnosis of people with autism has greatly increased over the last 10, 20 years, correct?
There is more diagnosis, more awareness. There's disagreement about whether there's actually more incidents, but yes, people are certainly more aware.
And there are different degrees of autism, too. They have it's a full spectrum, correct?
It is a spectrum disorder in that no two individuals will show the exact same set of symptoms, or it won't impact their functioning in the same way. So it's a spectrum. That's
right.
Correct.
Now, Sarah, you,
yeah.
You've played at lots of big clubs now already. How old are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm 29, and I'm going to be 30 in March.
All right. Well, happy birthday. We'll have to have
March
you back 29. For your 30th.
Awesome.
Maybe we'll get you. I would have known. We would have gotten you a Carvel cake this morning with
nice.
Chocolate crunchies. that's my favorite. Talk about some of the clubs you've played in New York City.
Oh.
And what's that like?
In New York City, I've played at Smokes, Small's Jazz Club, in which I became a regular. And I used to come there for a jam on Saturday afternoons. It's from 4 to 7. Now they don't have it anymore because it's just a showcase. Fat Cat Garage, which is closed in 2015, which is closed in 2016 for good. Swing 46, Minton's on Christmas Eve of this past year with Tony Middleton.
Are you going to be going back there?
I will go back there for my first real paid gig with Rubber LaPlay.
Excellent.
And other two musicians. And not to mention at the Gitano for Jazz Jam.
Beautiful. Now you,
yes.
Since you were a little girl, you've loved music and you wanted to do this and you wanted to play music. Did you have any artists that really inspired you growing up?
Oh, yes. When I grew up listening to Jerry Mulligan. And that's why I've decided to switch from my alto saxophone into my baritone saxophone.
All because of?
Because I listened to Jerry Mulligan. Oh, and not to mention that character from The Simpsons under the name of Lisa Simpson, an 8-year-old jazz prodigist and a straight-eight student of Springfield Elementary School.
Right. Well, The Simpsons are legendary now, right? Can
Very
you believe
legendary.
How long they've been on? They've been almost 30 years. It's incredible.
Since 1989.
Wow. You can probably give me the first air date of the show, too, right?
December 17th.
Which happens to be my birthday.
I'm going
to
take your word for it, too. That's pretty good. I'm pretty good with dates, too, but not that good. That's great. Now, you're also yes. working on your first jazz recording, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, and 2 years ago, I was featured on Rob LaPlay's second album. It's McDougal Street, New York City, in which I played, in which he wrote a ballad for me.
It's called A Ballad for Sarah. And let me tell you, this
And Robert is, just for people that are just tuning in, Robert has been your music teacher, your instructor for how many years now?
Oh, over 3 years.
Over 3 years. Yeah. And I called you Robert Lepley, but Robert Lepley sounds much more sophisticated. I like that. I apologize.
It's a great album. My kids at home listen to it all the time. They just love it. It's in the background.
And you don't happen to have any copies with you today, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right, great. We'll try and get a copy or two and maybe put something on here.
We could
put something on and play it for people if you want to give a little sample.
Absolutely.
All right, great. So what's it been like working with Robert? Talk about what he's done for you and how he really helped to fine-tune your music.
Wow.
And now you're working on this recording. I mean, what's that got to be like? That's got to be something.
Yeah. Robert has done working on some songs for my debut album. Well, and so far, five of them were already... Well, first of all...
You're working on the
album? I worked on my own compositions.
So you wrote, you're writing the music?
Yes.
Which is a key, too. I mean, that's where the money is made, right?
I started writing my own compositions back 3 years ago. When I started composing my first tune, Yes, I Can Blues, which is now Women in Jazz.
Excellent. And Robert, what's it been like working with Sarah?
Well, it's been a really enlightening experience and a wonderful experience for me to see how Sarah thinks and how she plays music. It's just really marvelous to see her. I've been assigning her to write one original composition, jazz composition each week, and also arrange one composition a week. So we've been doing that for over 3 years, and so she has a lot of material written, and we'll end up with 12 of those on one recording at some point, 12 or 13, sometime during this year, probably by the spring. And her writing has just blossomed as she continues to bring in a new piece every week. So it's just been a really, really wonderful thing.
That's excellent. Now, there is still a market, too. Like, there is still a you talked about all the clubs that you played in. Good crowds. There's still an interest,
yes.
And there's still a lot of people that are, even if you don't traditionally hear this on the radio anymore, this type of music, there's still a lot of people that are into this music, that enjoy it, mm-hmm. and come out to see it played live, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And what's it like playing in front of a crowd like that? Talk about that, how it feels. Did that ever appeal to you, or was it more just about the love of the music for yourself, or did you enjoy playing for other people?
I enjoyed playing for other people, not just in a city, but also in Long Island.
Right, and just, you know, the thrill of, being able to maybe put a smile on somebody else's face.
Yes,
it's got to be a big thing.
You know, I hear from Sarah and Rachel and Robert all the time, and I think what really is inspiring is how other musicians respond to Sarah. When they hear their compositions, they are quite impressed, and often they ask if they can play it or if they can invite her in to come back with a new composition. And this has opened up doors for Sarah, which, frankly, if she wasn't in a self-directed, self-determination support system, those doors wouldn't be open to her because she wouldn't be meeting musicians based on the music. She'd be meeting musicians based on something else, perhaps. But is that right, Sarah? The other musicians love to hear what you perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, John, you know, the organization that you work with in the PBS community, what kind of an inspiration do you think Sarah is for other people who are, you know, part of the organization that you work for? And for what would you say to somebody who's maybe listening at home with a child with a disability, or, you know, maybe even somebody who's listening suffering from some sort of disability right now and has lost some hope? What would you say to them listening?
Well, I think historically in disability services, the options have been fairly limited based upon what other organizations are providing services. PBS Community Foundation doesn't really provide services, but there is a mechanism for people to not focus on quote unquote suffering or disability, but rather to focus on gifts, talent, whether they're something like Sarah has, or even if it's something more run of the mill. I have no exceedingly exceptional talent, and yet I have the freedom and the option to be able to pursue life experiences that help open doors. That is available to people with disabilities if they know how to go about doing it. And the mechanism in New York State to be able to access that is now called self-directed funding with budgetary and employer authority. And what that means is that Sarah has decision-making power in who works with her in support of her, what kind of services she can purchase with a budget that's provided by the state, as well as how that money gets spent. So she has a lot of flexibility and authority. And this is available, but I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It has to be a commitment and decision. Sarah shares responsibility. So the hope is that if you think that what is available to you or your loved one that has a disability or support need of any kind is restricting and is not as flexible and robust as you'd like it to be, then reach out. Let's talk about other ways that you can get services. And again, it's not easy because there's a lot of people looking for these services. And in the climate of today with the threats to Medicaid and we're moving to managed care in the disability service world, there's a lot of uncertainty. So getting connected with the right people that have the right philosophy and the right outlook on supporting individuals is important. But there is hope. And Sarah, I can't tell you where Sarah's going to be in 5 years, 2 years, 10 years.
Right.
And that's exciting. That's an exciting life.
Several years than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So kudos to Sarah. Kudos to the people that have worked with the Turcues. Kudos to Robert and kudos to Self-Determination for making this really possible for her. Otherwise, she would be somewhat stuck in a limited service delivery system.
And Robert, you've just handed me a CD. We are going to take a listen to something you want to. This is your music, obviously.
Yeah, this is a double jazz CD called McDougal Street NYC. Came out earlier this year. And on this, I wanted to write a song for Sarah. It's called Ballad for Sarah. And I tried to capture the really deep wonder about this person, her mind and her heart and her abilities. And so I used some kind of exotic scales in the piece to try to capture that. So it's called Ballad for Sarah.
All right, excellent. We'll take a listen to a little bit of this now, and then we'll come back and wrap up here the last few minutes of Plugged In a Long Island.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Listen to Sarah's saxophone on this.
John Innes with us this morning, plugged into Long Island, along with Sarah Turcue and also Robert LaPlay, listening to some music that Robert and Sarah have made. And Robert's been making music for over 50 years, whereas I don't want to make you too old. But you've worked with a lot of jazz greats over the years, correct? Give us a little bit more of your background. Who were some of the guys that you've played with?
Well, yeah, I started teaching and playing professionally when I was 14, so I've been at it for a long time. I played with some of the big bands. I played with Glenn Miller's orchestra. It was long after Glenn Miller had died. A singer named Johnny Desmond was fronting the band. I played, sat in and played once with Bob Crosby's Bobcats. That's Bing's brother.
Wow.
So these were traditional older swing bands, and I've played with more contemporary jazz musicians too, quite a few, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, and you've been around, and obviously we're listening to some of your music now, and had you always worked with students like Sarah, or was this like something that was new to you?
Well, no, I've worked with a broad cross-section of music students because I teach jazz, of course. I also teach classical piano and teach music theory, songwriting, and I have some pop music students also. So it's really a broad variety and a different instrumentalist because jazz theory is the same whether you play it on a piano, a saxophone, a guitar, trumpet, whatever.
And it's probably very important for Sarah to play with professionals like yourself. That's probably helped to enhance her knowledge and her abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
great
has.
Deal too,
I've,
right?
I've had a number of jazz jam sessions that I've had groups have hosted. We did one for almost 7 years at Fox Hollow in Woodbury. Now, the last Sunday of every month, we have a jazz jam session at Treme in Islip, and Sarah plays that one with us every last Sunday. And I'm also playing the first Mondays of each month at Grasso's, and Sarah sits in there quite often. So those live music contexts are very important for a person like Sarah to come in and play with other professionals.
Excellent. And we're going to, Sarah comes in at the, on this piece, and especially at the end, the sax. Is that what we're listening for, the end of this piece?
Yeah.
Near
the very end, she solos through the piece also, but at the very end, she takes a break there and does some very interesting things on the saxophone.
Excellent. John, I wanted to just talk to you about how people can get in touch with you, the organization, get more information. Maybe people want to become part of it or just learn more about what you do.
That's great. I appreciate that. We do have a website. It's pbscommunityfoundation.org. PBS as in Positive Behavior Support, communityfoundation.org. You can also email us at info@pbscommunityfoundation.org. We have a Facebook presence. If you like us on Facebook, just search for Positive Behavior Support Community Foundation. We're also on Instagram. We would love to beef up our presence in social media. And there is plenty of work to be done. And I think it's important to point out that the foundation is an all-volunteer organization. No one's getting paid. So I have a full-time job, as is all the other people that work with us. We have a few initiatives out in the community that you can learn about through our website. We would love and we welcome help from the community. Volunteers. Money's great, and you can make a donation through pbscommunityfoundation.org. Money's wonderful, but we also need hands-on people that are willing to understand about supporting people with disabilities with dignity and respect in their own communities and giving us opportunities, access to venues, access to social recreational opportunities that are open to typical community members as well as people that have support needs. So I'd love to hear from folks, love to get their input, get their involvement, and appreciate the opportunity to get the word out there.
Excellent. And Sarah, for you, the ultimate goal, if you could look ahead 5-10 years, what would you love to see yourself be doing?
I would love to see myself perform at big and small venues and record my albums as a recording artist.
Right. And once that album comes out, it'll be available. I imagine people will be able to buy it online. They can search for you, correct?
Certainly.
And you'll be searching for Sarah Turkiew. That's T-U-R-K-I-E-W, correct?
Yes.
And Robert LaPlay also here with us this morning. We're listening to some of the music right now. What's this piece called?
This is a piece I wrote called Ballad for Sarah. And this CD has 33 mostly Long Island jazz musicians, a few from New York City. And it's called McDougal Street, NYC, available at cdbaby.com.
Excellent. And people can buy all of your music there and
that's right.
Get all the good stuff.
That's right. You can hear Sarah on there. It's a marvelous thing to behold.
Excellent. So we've got a final few minutes here. People listening this morning, this has got to give hope to so many people that, maybe are listening that have children with disabilities or... maybe are suffering from a disability themselves and are down on themselves or think that they can't do more. Just talk about, how important it is to never give up.
Well, it's not about the disability. It's about the strength and the talents. And even if somebody feels like there's nothing in there, through a process of discovery, through a process of person-centered planning and and we've done this with Sarah in the past, and we continue to do it. There is always some sort of shining, some sort of diamond in the rough that can be discovered, polished. And what we do is we try to connect that skill to a meaningful role in an individual's community based upon what they want to do. So if you're, again, if you think that the services that are available to you, to your transitioning young adult transitioning out of high school, or young adult, or even adult, if the opportunities are not there, there might be a way that you can get services that are more tailored to you individually, what your skills are and what your needs are. And we'd love to talk to you about that. If you can contact us, either email, there's a newsletter you can sign up at the website, PBS Community Foundation.
All right, sounds good. And Sarah, final thoughts for you here as wrap up?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I love music so much because when it starts, I am not autistic anymore.
Excellent. Well said. Sarah Turkew, good luck with the new album, and we'll definitely look forward to hearing that music. And hopefully you can come back maybe later this year and talk about how well the album's doing, how well you're doing, and some new projects that I'm sure you'll be working on throughout the year. And it'll be great to have you come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Robert LaPlay.
Thank you.
Her school teacher. We've been listening to some of his music here in the background. I'd love to play the whole album on the show, but they only give me 30 minutes. So unfortunately, we just don't have enough time for it. And also John Innes with us this morning. Thanks for coming in and talking about a great inspiration like Sarah and her story and the organization. And hope you guys have many years of continued success.
Well, thank you, Ted. Thanks to Cox Media, BAB, BLI. We really appreciate the opportunity. And I guarantee you there will be some sort of CD launch activities coming up in the near future for
excellent.
Sarah.
And if you guys want to come back, feel free.
Let's set the date.
All right. Excellent.
Okay, good.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You've been plugged into Long Island. My name is Ted Lindner. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.